This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The University of Connecticut men's basketball team is ranked number 2 in the nation. But the Huskies head coach, Jim Calhoun, made headlines this week for another reason. At a post-game news conference last Saturday, a political blogger asked Calhoun about his salary in this tough economy. Calhoun earns more than $1.5 million, and here's how he responded.
We bring in $12 million to the university, nothing to do with state funds. We make $12 million a year for this university. Get some facts and come back and see me. Don't throw out salaries or other things. Get some facts and come back and see me.
Well, joining us with some facts, as he does most Fridays, is sports writer Stefan Fatsis. It sounds like something touched a raw nerve with Coach Calhoun.
Yeah, someone's a little bit sensitive, and we didn't even hear the part where Calhoun calls the questioner stupid and then tells him to shut up. Naturally, this has gone viral, a couple hundred thousand YouTube hits, thousands of comments on websites and blogs, and yesterday there was a call by two Connecticut lawmakers for the university's president, Michael Hogan, to discipline Calhoun.
And did that happen?
No. The president issued a statement last night defending Calhoun's contributions to Connecticut and passively saying, "I'm sure we all regret the controversy, including Coach Calhoun." Calhoun issued his own statement, but he didn't say he regretted anything, only that his comments were misinterpreted. Pretty weak stuff. One fact check, though, since we're talking about facts. The men's basketball program at Connecticut generates, depending on how you measure it, between $7 and $12 million a year in revenue, but it also spends about $6 million.
Now, Stefan, a lot of these coaches earn comfortable salaries. Why should this be such a touchy subject for Calhoun?
You know, it really shouldn't be. The salaries coaches make are not news, but Connecticut is facing a budget deficit of more than $1 billion. So when the state's highest paid employee, Calhoun, and UConn's football and women's basketball coaches are 1, 2, 3 in the state. So when Calhoun blows his top and behaves like a jerk, it does reopen a conversation about what the priorities of a state-run university should be. In the best of times, big money college sports is an inflammatory topic anyway. In this economy, comments like Calhoun Calhoun's are gasoline.
Well, Stefan, let's try to have that conversation. Should state schools pay coaches $1 million?
Yeah, salaries are dictated by the market. You can say that a $1.5 or $6 million salary in a marginally profitable $12 million business is a lot. But sports have never been about market logic in colleges. It's been about intangibles. Calhoun has won 2 national championships. His success has spurred donations. It's enhanced the school's appeal. It's helped fund other sports. But Calhoun smirked that he wouldn't give back a dime. Well, guess what? Other states are making coaches do their part, however small. My friend and former colleague Steve Berkowitz at USA Today reported before the Calhoun episode that Arizona State, Clemson, Maryland, and Utah are among state schools forcing furloughs for employees, including coaches. At Arizona State, the head football coach and basketball coach are being docked 12 days' pay, a total of about $34,000, as part of efforts to save 1,200 jobs at the school. You want to bet that Connecticut is going to be next on that list?
That'll be interesting. Now, the economics of state universities are very complex. How much oversight do states exercise over the spending by school athletic departments?
You know, not that much. The economy and Calhoun's behavior, though, might prompt legislators in Connecticut and elsewhere to ask how their state-run universities spend money to run their programs and to recruit athletes. What standards do schools impose when they are pursuing high school basketball and football players? Because a lot of money changes hands when athletes are recruited by big universities. Some of it is legit, some is not so legit. Jim Calhoun is certainly not the only coach whose tactics have been questioned in the past, but they have been, and his smug performance may get people asking for a closer accounting.
Stay on the case. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Michelle.
That's sports writer Stefan Fatsis.